Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamar, in Washington. Tonight, beauty pageants.
And I make a career out of what's wrong.
Oh, wow.
There's a systemic problem. It's just a systemic problem with the whole issue.
So, it has created job opportunities to so many females out there. Pageants and modeling has empowered a lot of females out there.
Well, a beauty pageant is a competition that has traditionally focused on judging and ranking the physical attributes of the contestants, although some of them have evolved to incorporate personal traits, intelligence, talent, and to answer judges' questions. So, are such competitions outdated? Can such shows fulfill a mixture of beauty and brains? Or are they just another form of exploitation? So, tonight, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show, all the way from California, Dennis Masawe. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you for having me in the show.
Sure. And in the house, my colleague, welcome back, Salim Solomon.
Always great to be here.
And for the first time from House of Service, please welcome Hafsat Mohammed. Thank you so much for coming. Welcome here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. Now, what is this beauty pageant all about? These sometimes are multi-tiered local competitions or international competitions, but also sometimes we have child beauty pageants, mainly, of course, focusing on beauty, wearing nice gowns or sportswear, modeling talent, and also personal interviews. So, is this a dream come true to the pageants? Or a dream come true to the parents? Anyway, I spoke to an artist and musical record label executive, King Kanja, from Kenya, residing in DC, and I wanted to know his take.
Well, what I can say is everybody should embrace their own individuality. Like, everyone should embrace their own look, their own talk, their own everything. And that's what I've done. If you look at my career from when I won a competition on BET in 2009 to 9.
And when it comes to these competitions, you know, all the ladies are competing at the same time. You know, they're trying to look good, but they also have to have the brains attached with that. Now, if you, for instance, Kanja, you get into this kind of competition that your wife or your daughter or your friend, would you support them to do this? Or you think maybe there should be some reservations to do such a thing?
No, I support it. I mean, it's like somebody saying they want to join the army. You feel me? And you could say it's dangerous, you might die, but if they're saying they believe in dying for honor or whatever, you can't tell somebody not to do it. So it's like, if your heart is in it, I support it. You see what I'm saying? But you got to do it right. I would say study the game, study the knowledge. You're not a perfectionist of your craft till you've done it over 10,000 hours. So until you've done that, you wouldn't even be in that space to even do that. But the space is to not just think about yourself, but think about making sure the whole team win and you win.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I would support it. It's just, I wouldn't support it if they're not really in it. They're just doing it for accolades or just doing it to be famous or doing it for them. If your mindset is to make money, this ain't a game for you.
And we also have seen child beauty pageants. You see children doing these things. You see also, like, grown-ups in adult swimsuit modeling competition. So what about the children? What do you think about having such a competition for them?
I mean, for children, I believe it can affect them in one or two ways. It can either be positive or negative. But for kids who do it, you really got to have the right guidance. Like, I know the type of parent I would be if I had a kid trying to be famous. I have to let them know the ins and outs, help them know the difference between real and not real, knowing to be famous, knowing how to have humility, knowing that you're blessed more than others, being able to show that, you know, show that and portray that. Like, but if somebody don't have good guidance, they're going to fall off the edge. As you've seen a lot of kid stars go crazy because they didn't have the right guidance. They didn't have the right people around them. It's all about that. If you have the right people around you, it don't matter how old you are, you can do it all.
Thank you, King Kanja. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing beauty pageants. So, can I please welcome, for the very first time, our friend in the house, Hafsat Mohammed. You are from Nigeria. I'm sure you love watching beauty pageants, but tell me something. What do you think about beauty pageants? Is this a good competition for helping people out, or exploitation, or you think there's a special standard that they have that needs to change? Because we know they have rules and regulations, you have to look somewhat, and we know our African ladies how we look like. So tell me about it. What's your
beauty pageants? For me, it's like, or for people from where I come from, or should I say the African culture, it's a situation whereby it has its goods and its bad sides. When you look at women, we women, we love beauty, of course.
Oh, yes, you do.
You're right. And you'd agree with me, right, honey?
I know. So,
well,
yeah, we love beauty. And some women,
I'm sure men like...
Salim would say so, too, I guess.
Yeah. Well, for me, in my opinion, I love beauty, and I respect other people's opinions as well, who have different opinions on beauty. And there are people who classify beauty in another way. It could be internal beauty or whatever. But when it comes to beauty pageants, I think it could trigger some emotions out there, especially when it comes to the dress mode or the dress code or the way the makeup is put on or the way the model is posing or standing or whatsoever.
Or the catwalk.
Yeah, or the catwalk. I mean, well, for real, not really the catwalk per se, but basically the dressing. I think the dressing is too revealing when it comes to our cultures in Africa.
So are you talking about the swimsuit competition?
Yeah, the
maybe
swimsuits.
That part?
Okay. The swimsuits, especially bikinis. Okay. I mean, it's not in our culture in Africa to wear bikinis. Some places do wear it, and I mean, you know, they don't really pay attention or give it a huge meaning. Right. But what you hear behind the screen is way different. Hmm. So for me, I feel, and in my opinion, I feel that's kind of a negative part of it. So their talent comes out as being models, and then they come out in beauty pageants, and that their talent shows off how beautiful they are. That builds their confidence, it builds their integrity, it builds their femininity in the eyes of people and in their own mindset.
Right.
So that is another positive side of it. But the negative side of it, again, is the cultural aspect of how we want to be seen in a society.
Perfect. So to you, before we allow Dennis, the only guy in this room, he has ladies around him.
It's okay. I mean, gender differences are just one aspect of having, you know, we can share the same opinion.
Okay.
There is a lot to unpack here. So where to start? I think the first suggestion about, you know, beauty, what does that mean? And if, you know, as a woman, do you like beauty? Beauty is, as you know, is very subjective.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're put in a pageant, for instance, to be judged based on your body, based on what comes out of your mouth, based on how you walk, based on what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. So they have different criteria.
Oh, yes, different criteria.
So beauty,
that's for sure.
Forget about just being on a pageant. Beauty is, there's a saying, beauty in the eye
of the beholder. Hey,
there's
right.
a reason behind that because it's very subjective, right?
Right.
That's just the basis for this. But just to take a step further and talk about what, when we're talking about the continent, I mean, the continent itself is so complex. It's not like monolithic continent.
Mm-hmm.
Say my sister comes from Nigeria. I come from an East African country, Eritrea. Mm-hmm. There are religious differences. There are cultural differences. So there was a mention of the bikini, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, Africa is very, very, very complex. Mm-hmm. There are some countries where, forget about the bikini, people walk naked. I mean, not because because maybe it's cultural, maybe, you know, some cultures are preserved in the way that they were before. I mean, if you go to some ethnic groups in Ethiopia, for instance, in neighboring country.
Even in Nigeria still.
There you go. And so
you go to Swaziland, you see that special dance to the king.
So another thing also you mentioned that I'm so glad you brought it up Sunday is children being subjected to this.
Oh, yeah.
And so as it is, it's a complex thing. Of course, we see, you know, there are certain standards of what beauty is like. Say, for instance, your teeth has to be a certain level of white, whatever, you know. Mm. So I've seen pageants here on TV stations in the U.S., for instance. The way that these children are subjected to either tan their skin and put chemicals on them. Forget about, like, makeup. Makeup has its own.
That's another
you know,
whole
so that's a whole thing. But, like, you know, imagine, sometimes it feels like it's the parents living the dream that they never actually...
That's the
it
exactly
feels that
what it
way.
Is.
And that's just, like, you know... your own interpretation of things, because you know a child is not going to wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to look a certain way to compete and win for this.
Right.
You know, but, you
so
know,
it's instilled in them.
Because you see this whole list, I've seen this reality show of children just vying for beauty and parents are working overnight.
Yeah.
But before you proceed, let me ask my friend Dennis Masawe, all the way from California. Tell me about your take on this.
I find it really, and I'm a bit controversial here, I find it to be disgracing the way the whole beauty pageant is framed in commercialization of products using women, you know, because what is the essence of intellect and talent being matched up with a pair of swimsuit, bikini, you know, walking on stage and catwalk and all that? I think the talent and intellect is just a substratum, but the main thing is just commercialization of products, and then also just living in a... The culture has metamorphosed into an over-sexualized culture whereby sex is really being pushed in many ways. Mm-hmm. And the best, you know, in a sad way to say it, I mean, just like for a better term, is like to say a woman is the best product to push sex, so and the products that go with it. Because, truth be told, body exposure. I mean, Africans, we started civilization according to history, and then the Westerners just made things better. You know, they take the same pot and they bring it here and they modernize it. So they just took, you know, asking Swati. You know, he's got all these 20 women parading, you know, pretty much naked, you know, scantily dressed. But I think the purity within the context of, okay, there's nudity within the cultural context in Africa where, you know, women are walking just kind of covered a little bit. But still there's purity. I dare to say there's purity in the sense that the woman is judged just pure beauty. And it's not about, oh, what's in her head. What's, you know, what's her thinness, what's the waistline, and all that subjectivity that one of my sister just said. Unfortunately, little girls are starting to be given an interpretation of what is beauty, which is totally a lie because it's all commercialization and it's all subjective. I think about several judges sitting there, sitting down and say, okay, this is what we're going to define beauty. And that is sad because who said that it's got to be the tall women. It's got to be like this. It's got to be like... So there's... I agree with my sisters here in all aspects that it's a big subject to be unpacked. But my statement is I think it's overrated.
Thank you so much. Hold it right there. Well, I just want to say a little bit about this history of the whole beauty pageants, okay? It started back in European festivals dating back the medieval era, provided the most direct lineage for beauty pageants. For example, English May Day celebrations always involved the selection of a May Queen. Okay, in the United States, May Day tradition of selecting to serve as a symbol of bounty, community ideals continued as young, beautiful women participated in public celebrations. Also, back in 1854, entrepreneur Phineas Taylor Burnham staged the first modern America beauty pageant. Now, just for one other thing I would like to ask my colleagues here. You have seen all kinds of commercials around beauty pageants, but also it's not just parents trying to talk their children to do this for some parents, not all parents, but we have seen young women launching their careers out of this. We have seen them, right? Mm-hmm. And they have gained a lot out of beauty pageants. And they will tell you that this is something that I really wanted to do. So, if that is something someone wanted to do and something that gave somebody a career in life, what's wrong about it?
Sandy.
Yes, sir.
Just to interject, I think I get the gist of your question. It's just like saying, I am good at killing people, and I make a career out of it. What's wrong with that? There's a systemic problem. It's just a systemic problem with the whole issue. So they can make money. It's business, of course, but that's just what I wanted to chip in there. Okay, go on.
All right, I'm going to need some coffee.
Let me listen to what I'm saying. There we go.
Okay.
You want to go ahead?
Ladies first.
Yeah, of
course. Well, thank you. I'll take that. Uh-huh. So here's what I'll say to that. You can't go extreme about anything. If you think about it, I mean, there's a study actually that it's a reflection of society, first of all. There's a study that not just pageants, but beautiful people, if I could say that. I'm very, okay. I mince my words because it's very subjective who's to say who's beautiful or not, right? But the gist of the study is that looks have a lot to do with the way people progress in society, unfortunately. I know we're very narrow in that way, but and so what I like about what I've seen some beauty pageants do is how disciplined there's a discipline that comes with it. Say, for instance, in order to compete as a beauty pageant, you have to have a certain skill set to, because the thing is, like what my brother was saying, is that it's been, the industry has been criticized for objectification of women.
Nice.
So it's an industry. It's there's money involved. And so there's been a concerted effort to include some sort of skill set that they can demonstrate, be it singing, dancing, whatever. With that, being able to answer current questions, and you've seen, I mean, there's a lot of gaffes that come with that, unfortunately, to the young women that participate. Right. But the whole idea is that it's not just about the objectification of women, but sometimes when they win a certain amount of money, they give back by going back or contributing to a certain cause. For instance, some beauty pageants push for...
They have to have a platform all the time. Yeah,
social good project.
Just what Salima said, what I think, on top of what she said, is for me, every industry or every organization can be sexualized. And it can also, it can give a woman a certain image. An individual woman. There are organizations that are not, or institutions that are not, the modeling or the pageant industry or whatever, but still it's sexualized. It gives women bad names. So when you take pageants and put it in that category, you're not doing justice to it. For me, it's about, it has its ups and downs, just like any normal industry. It has created job opportunities to so many females out there.
Oh, yeah.
Pageants and modeling has empowered a lot of females out there. It has empowered us. But what I think is every society can bring down its rules and regulations to suit their own, society in what they define as beauty pageants or the beauty industry or whatever. They can decide, okay, this is a beauty pageant, but you're not allowed to do this. We are not going to do that. And it'll be taken.
Thank you so much. Hold it right there. Beauty pageants is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. We'll be right back.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with my colleagues, Hafsat, Salim, and Dennis, right now discussing beauty pageants. So, what are the challenges of beauty pageants? Agbani Darego was the first native African from Nigeria to win Miss World back in 1982. So, I spoke to Miss Tanzania USA run-up Neema Olori, and I wanted to know her take on these challenges to African ladies.
Sunday, yes, you are absolutely right. There is a whole lot more to it than simply looking beautiful, smiling, and selling your face. When I first heard about it, I thought that's kind of what it was all about too. And how that, hence my hesitation, you know, for a long time to even participate. But then finally I got, you know, introduced to someone and they told me about it and told me that this particular competition focuses a lot more on the platform, on one's platform, on one's goals, dreams, and things that they want to accomplish in life. So when I heard about that, I was immediately intrigued and I was like, okay, yes, I can possibly work with that because it's important to me to accomplish my goals and accomplish the things that, you know, big things. So yeah, there are a lot of things that they judge us by. Physical attribute, yes. They judge us by our platforms, they judge us by our confidence and how we speak, how we walk, how we talk, how we're dressed, and so how we take on the stage, and just that confidence level. So they judge us by all of that, and also how we interact with our fellow contestants. There's a lot, and so there's so much that they judge us by. It's not just about smiling and looking pretty.
I like that, not just about smiling and looking pretty. Right. But tell me something also. You know, when it comes to competition, there's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes. We finally see you coming out, but hey, behind the scenes, there's a lot of things you guys are doing.
I know.
What are you going through the competition time, getting ready for the competition before it starts?
Right.
What are the things that you have to go through? Are you getting grilled by somebody, or what's going on?
So the way it normally works is that you guys meet, like, you know, a few days before the actual competition, and there's, you know, everything that's that you see on stage is, we rehearse it and we practice, and, you know, the choreography, the dance, the walking, the way we move on stage, all of that is practiced. Another thing that also occurs is, on the individual level, is a lot of introspection, because you're there interacting with people you've never met before.
Right.
You're in close quarters, you're getting to know them, and then they're also your competitors, you know, like,
I know,
so at
right?
the same time. And so it's like, how do you
become friends with
exactly,
your competitors, you know?
Exactly. But honestly, like, the experience that I had was very phenomenal, in that there was a lot of the ladies that were involved this year were just really We ended up creating a very knit this community, and there was that sense of, you know what, it's so good to be around like-minded people.
Thank you, Neema Olori. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing beauty pageants. And back to the studio, and now let me bring back Mr. Dennis Masawe. I know you're eager to say something. Come on, Dennis, tell me.
Oh yeah, What I'm saying is that I think the idea that, and first of all, the interpretation of beauty, what do we define beauty? Because according to the history that Sunday gave us, this beauty, and my sister said, alluded to the fact that it's driven by image. Now, that construct in itself, we may gather the positive things that have come from image-driven products or values, but again, we can say confidently that we always ignore the other side, whereby there's not image-driven, but a lot of productivity as well. So there's a balance in the argument. But I think what I'm trying to say is that while the beauties are doing great things, I think we need to redefine the pageant in the sense that there are ugly women then. What is ugly? What is beautiful? Start defining these complexities. Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that's true. And now culturally we could define beauty, we could define ugly. But I'm saying my argument is that there are women that by the standard of those who say that this is beauty, they say that those women are probably ugly or they are substandard, that are also equally doing very, very big things, you know, great things to the communities where they come from. But they never get the platform, you know. We just have a few beauties that have to go through these, you know, episodes, and we make a show out of it, and we make money out of it. And making money is, you know, a means to an end is also questionable. You know, we gotta get to a place whereby, okay, we evaluate at least and say, okay, look, yes, there's money, yes, there's impact, but what's the negativity out of it as well?
Thank you so much. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Thanks, and that's it for a short night where we lightheartedly explored beauty pageants. A big thank you to my guests over the phone, King Kanja from Kenya and Emma Olori, Miss Tanzania USA 2017 in Maryland. And of course, a big thank you to our producer, Jackson Mvunganyi, and in studio, my colleagues. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, we thank
Hafsat Mohammed, thank you from the House of Service coming here for the first time. Thank you so much for being here.
Nogodi.
Oh, I like that. Nogodi. I'll learn Hausa more. You know?
Does that mean thank you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm from Eritrea.
Yeah, Tigrinya, exactly. Yeah. And of course, Dennis Masawe, all the way from California, the producer himself. Thank you, Dennis, for coming, brother.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, ladies. It was wonderful.
Yeah. And go get fine. Some coffee.
I will.
Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the viewer announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be high heels. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
We'll be right back.